This is Side 7 of Through the Year with Pope Francis, Daily Reflections, edited by Kevin Cotter. Your reader for this section is Yvonne Singletary, continuing on page 194. July 1st. You are not Christians. All of us have enemies. All of us. Some are weak enemies, some are strong. So often we too become the enemies of others. We do not love them. Jesus tells us that we must love our enemies. We think that Jesus is asking too much of us. We think, let's leave this to the cloistered sisters who are holy, a few holy souls. But Jesus says that you must do this. Otherwise, you are like the publicans, like the pagans, and you are not Christians. Amelie Domus Sanctae Martha, June 18, 2013. Reflection. Who are your enemies? Do you pray for them? Do you forgive them? Do you love them? July 2nd, Lord Himself. Jesus Christ did not save us with an idea or an intellectual program. He saved us with His flesh, with the concreteness of His flesh. He lowered Himself, became man, and was made flesh until the end. Amelie Domus Sanctae Martha, June 14th, 2013. Reflection. Christianity is an intellectual program with no demands would be easier than following the narrow path of faith. How can you live without Jesus' model of humility by humbling yourself for the sake of others? July 3rd. Does not believe. Feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. Thomas does not believe it when the other apostles tell him, "We have seen the Lord." It isn't enough for him that Jesus had foretold it, promised it. On the third day I will rise. He wants to see. He wants to put his hand in the place of the nails and in Jesus' side. And how does Jesus react? With patience. Jesus does not abandon Thomas in his stubborn unbelief. He gives him a week's time. He does not close the door. He waits. Amelie, Divine Mercy, Sunday, April 3rd, 2013. Reflection. How are you like Thomas sometimes? How do you think the Lord reacts to you? July 4th. The true meaning of freedom. Independence Day. But what does freedom mean? It is certainly not doing whatever you want, allowing yourself to be dominated by the passions, to pass from one experience to another without discernment, to follow the fashions of the day. Freedom does not mean, so to speak, throwing everything that you don't like out the window. No, that is not freedom. Freedom is given to us so that we know how to make good decisions in life. Address May 4th, 2013. Reflection. Freedom isn't freedom from something, but freedom for something. Are you free to choose what is good for your life? Are you free to live a life for the Lord instead of yourself? What limits your freedom? July 5th. No, the money is mine. But when I had come to Rome, I often visited the Church of St. Louis of France, and I went there to contemplate the painting of the Calling of St. Matthew by Caravaggio. That finger of Jesus pointing at Matthew, that's me. I feel like him, like Matthew. It is the gesture of Matthew that strikes me. He holds on to his money as if to say, "No, not me. No, this money is mine. Here, this is me. A sinner on whom the Lord has turned his gaze." And this is what I said when they asked me if I would accept my election as pontiff. "I am a sinner, but I trust in the infinite mercy and patience of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I accept in a spirit of penance." Interview with Pope Francis, America Magazine, September 30th, 2013. Reflection. What has Christ called you to do? Does the experience of being a sinner help you to bring humility and reliance on the Lord to that task? July 6th, a slave to all. In our second reading today, St. Paul says, "I have made myself a slave to all that I may win with more." 1 Corinthians 9:19. In order to proclaim Jesus, Paul made himself a slave to all. Evangelizing means bearing personal witness to the love of God. It is overcoming our selfishness. It is serving by bending down to wash the feet of our brethren as Jesus did. Homily, World Youth Day, Closing Mass, July 28, 2013. Reflection. What does it mean specifically for you to make yourself a slave to others in order to win them over to Jesus? How is God asking you to be selfless in teaching out and reaching out to others? July 7th. We know something is missing. In the midst of a very aggressive pagan culture, our hearts shrink back because we feel powerless. We adopt a minimalist attitude, just trying to survive as we attempt to preserve our faith. However, we are not stupid. We know something is missing. Could it be that we try to do everything by ourselves, thus losing our focus and feeling responsible for coming up with all the solutions? We know that we cannot do it alone. Here's the question. Do we give time and space to our Lord during the day so that he can do his work? Or are we busy doing everything by ourselves that we do not let him enter? Only love can save us. A letter to the priests and religious, July 29, 27. Reflection. Take some time to meditate on the Holy Father's questions. July 8. Careerism. When a priest takes the road of vanity, he enters into the spirit of careerism and does great damage to the church. He boasts. He likes to be seen as high and mighty, and the people don't like it. You see what our difficulties and our temptations are, so you should pray for us that we be humble, gentle, and at the service of the people. Amelie Damas Sancte Marte, May 15, 2013. Reflection. Pray for your priests, deacons, religious, and seminarians in this week by fasting for something you enjoy. July 9th. Go out. But I want you to make yourselves heard in the diocese. I want the noise to go out. I want the church to go out into the streets. I want us to resist everything worldly, everything static, everything comfortable, everything to do with clericalism, everything that might make us closed in on ourselves. The parishes, the schools, the institutions are made for going out. Address, World Youth Day, July 25th, 2013. Reflection. Are you making noise? Are you doing to resist what's comfortable in your life? What steps are you taking to keep from being closed in on yourself? July 10th. Sin makes the headlines. In the media, holiness is not news. Outrage and sin make the headlines. How can this be a fair fight? Who can fight against this? Do some of us possibly dream we can fight with merely human means? Be careful. Our struggle is not against human powers, but against the powers of darkness. See Ephesians 6 and 12. Just as it happened to Jesus, see Matthew 4, 1 through 11, Satan is seeking to seduce us, to disorient us, to offer us viable alternatives. We need to find refuge in the power of the Word of God, just like Jesus did in the desert. We need to resort to begging and prayer, the prayer of the humble and poor without any resources. The humble have nothing to lose. In fact, God reveals the way to them. See Matthew 11, 25-26. We cannot simply relax in our complacency. This is the time for prayer. Only love can save us. A letter to priests and religious, July 29, 2007. Reflection. Do you really believe that Satan is seeking to seduce and disorient you? If this is the case, how are you fighting this battle? Pray for the strength to resist temptation and spread God's love to others. July 11th, as Christ understood it. The Holy Spirit teaches us to see with the eyes of Christ, to live life as Christ lived, to understand life as Christ understood it. That is why the living water, who is the Holy Spirit, quenches our life, why he tells us that we are loved by God's children, God as children, that we can love God as his children, and that by his grace we can live as children of God like Jesus. General audience, May 8, 2013. As Jesus looks at your life, how do you think he views your struggles and hopes? He wants you to see with his eyes, so ask him to guide you as you strengthen the good, correct the weak, and work to conform your life to the gospel. July 12th, not in the abstract. God sets beside us people who help us on our journey of faith. We do not find our faith in the abstract, no. It is always a person preaching who tells us who Jesus is, who communicates faith to us and gives us the first proclamation. Address, Vigil of Pentecost with the Ecclesial Movement, May 18, 2013. Reflection. Which people encourage you in your efforts to go deeper in your walk with God? Find time to be with them this month. July 13th, Dump Truck Culture. How easily do consciences become numb when there is no love? This numbness is indicative of a narcosis of the spirit and of life. We deliver our lives, and much worse, the lives of our children and our young people, to such magical and destructive solutions as drugs, gambling, trivial entertainment, and an inordinate concern for our bodies bordering on a fetish, all of which are entrenched in our narcissism and our consumer mentality. And as for the elderly among us, who are merely disposable items according to this narcissistic consumer mentality, we simply throw them into an existential dump truck. As a result, this lack of love creates a dump truck culture. If it doesn't work, it's thrown away. Only love can save us. Homily, May 25th, 2012. Reflection. Where there is disregard and selfishness, how can you sow dignity and love? Insult first, talk later. July 14th. What we usually hear nowadays, you only need to turn on the radio or watch television to hear it, is condemn first and talk after. Insult first, we'll talk about it afterward, an attitude that says he who hits first hits twice. But this is not the logic of love. Establishing love is a work of skillful craftsmanship, the work of patient people, people who do their utmost to persuade, to listen, to bring people together. Only love can save us. Amelie, September 6th, 2008. Reflection. It's easy to judge others. How can we build habits of patience and forgiveness? Who in your life needs this logic of love the most right now? July 15th, New Roads. Techniques of evangelism are important, of course, but even the most perfect ones could not replace the gentle action of the one who is the principal agent of evangelization, the Holy Spirit. C.F. Evangelii Nuntiandi, N. 75. We must let ourselves be guided by Him, even if He leads us on new roads. We must allow Him to transform us, so that in our proclamation our words are always accompanied by a simple life, a spirit of prayer, charity to all, especially the lowly and the poor, humility and detachment from lives, ourselves, and holiness of life. C.F. Ibid. N. 76, Address June 13, 2013. Reflection. Where is God looking to transform your life? Is He calling you to travel on new roads? Are you willing to hear the call? July 16th. No borders, no limits. Where does Jesus send us? There are no borders, no limits. He sends us to everyone. The gospel is for everyone, not just for some. It is not only for those who seem closer to us, more receptive, more willing, more welcoming. It is for everyone. Do not be afraid to go and bring Christ into every area of life, to the fringes of society, even to those who seem farthest away, most indifferent. The Lord seeks all. He wants everyone to feel the warmth of His mercy and His love. Amelie, World Youth Day, Closing Mass, July 28, 2013. Reflection. What does a church look like when it's intent on sharing the good news with everyone? Can you help your parish look like that? July 17th. Loved us, saved us, forgiven us. The Apostle Paul ended this passage of his letter to the forebears with these words, "You are no longer under law, but under grace." See Romans 6:14. "And this is our life, walking under grace, because the Lord has loved us. He has saved us, has forgiven us. The Lord has done all things, and this is grace, God's grace. We are on our way under the grace of God, who came down to us in Jesus Christ, who saved us. Address, June 17, 2013. Reflection. God's grace covers our journey with God from beginning to end. Thank God for loving you first, and ask for an open heart to accept His grace more deeply in your life. July 18th, how to proclaim the gospel without soul. A new evangelization, a church which evangelizes, must always start with prayer when asking, like the apostles in the upper room, for the fire of the Holy Spirit. Only a faithful and intense relationship with God makes it possible to get out of our own closeness and proclaim the gospel with parousia, that's courage. Without God, our acts are empty, and our proclamation has no soul. It is not inspired by the Spirit. General Audience, May 22, 2013. Reflection. Do you make prayer a priority each day? How healthy would it be for a married couple to go for days without speaking to each other? Enkindle your relationship with God each day through meaningful time in prayer. Builders of our own destiny. Listen, young people are the window through which the future enters the world. They are the window, and so they present us with great challenges. Our generation will show that it can raise to the promise found in each young person when we know how we give them space. This means that we have to create the material and spiritual conditions of their full development, to give them a solid basis on which to build their lives, to guarantee their safety and their education to be everything they can be, to pass on to them lasting values that make life worth living, to give them a transcendent horizon for their thirst for authentic happiness and their creativity for the good, to give them the legacy of a world of human life, and to awaken in them their greatest potential as builders of their own destiny, sharing responsibility for the future of everyone. Address, July 22, 2013. Reflection. What can you do to help young people find their potential? What gifts or skills can you share with them? Are there opportunities in your parish or local schools to connect with and encourage them? July 20. Rebuild my house. I think of the story of St. Francis of Assisi. In front of the crucifix, he heard the voice of Jesus saying to him, "Francis, go, rebuild my house." The young Francis responded readily and generously to the Lord's call to rebuild his house. But which house? Slowly but surely, Francis came to realize that it was not a question of repairing a stone building, but about doing his part for the life of the church. It was a matter of being at the service of the church, loving her, and working to make the countenance of Christ shine ever more brightly in her. Address, Prayer Vigil, July 27, 2013. Reflection. It took St. Francis of Assisi many years to finally understand and surrender to God's call in his life. If you are unsure what you should do or where you should go, and you're waiting for some direction from the Lord, serve Him generously where you are as you wait for His plan to unfold. July 21st, a sower. We all know the parable where Jesus speaks of a sower who went out to sow seeds in a field. Some fell on the path, some on rocky ground, some on thorns, and could not grow. Other seed fell on good soil and brought forth much fruit. Matthew 13:1-9. Jesus himself explains the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God sown in our hearts. Matthew 13:18-23. Today, every day, but today in a particular way, Jesus is sowing the seed. When we accept the word of God, then we are the field of faith. Please let Christ and His Word enter your life. Let the seed of the Word of God enter. Let it blossom and let it grow. Address, World Youth Day, July 27, 2013. Reflection. What kind of soil are you? Where do you have rocky ground or thorns? Where do you need the Word of God to enter your life? July 22nd. Look upon the stones, thorns, and weeds. I know that you want to be good soil, true Christians or authentic Christians, not part-time Christians, starchy, aloof, and Christian in appearance only. I know that you don't want to be duped by a false freedom, always at the beck and call of momentary fashions and fads. I know that you're aiming high, at long last, decisions which are meaningful. Let's do this in silence. Say to him, Jesus, look upon the stones, the thorns, and the weeds that I have, but look also upon this small piece of ground that I offer to you, so that the seed may enter my heart. In silence, let us allow the seed of Jesus to enter our hearts. Address, World Youth Day, Prayer Vigil, July 27, 2013. Reflection. Think over the Pope's words, and in silence, pray as Pope Francis recommends, asking the seed of Jesus to enter your heart. July 23rd, the Church as a body. The Church is not a welfare, cultural, or political association, but a living body that walks and acts in history. As this body has a head, Jesus, who guides, feeds, and supports it, this is a point that I would like to emphasize. If one separates the head from the rest of the body, the whole person cannot survive. It is like this in the Church. We must stay ever more deeply connected with Jesus. But not only that, just as it is important that life blood flow through the body in order to live, so must we allow Jesus to work in us. Let his word guide us. His presence in the Eucharist feed us. Give us life. His love strengthen our love for our neighbor. And this forever, forever and ever. General Audience, June 19, 2013. Reflection. Are you connected to the Church? Are you united to the body of Christ? Find time this week to go to daily Mass and get even more connected. July 24th. Mercy, a proper remedy. Love never discriminates nor relativizes because it is merciful. And mercy creates even greater closeness. And since it truly wishes to help, it seeks the truth that hurts the most, that of sin, but with the aim of finding its proper remedy. This love is both personal and communitarian. It sets a slower pace, helping those who are sick takes time, and creates welcoming and inclusive structures, a process that also requires time. Only Love Can Save Us, First Regional Congress of Urban Ministry in Buenos Aires, August 25, 2011. Reflection. Why do we so easily judge others? We quickly categorize people and decide whether or not we will interact with them. Where is God calling you to be more welcoming? Where have you failed in this regard? Witness to the Gospel. We all have to proclaim and bear witness to the Gospel. We should all ask ourselves, how do I bear witness to Christ through my faith? Do I have the courage of Peter and the other apostles to think, to choose, and to live as a Christian, obedient to God? Amelie, April 14, 2013. Reflection. Spend a few minutes reflecting on Pope Francis's question, how do you bear witness to Christ through your faith? July 26th. Are you there for them? Feast of St. Joachim and Anne. Mary continues to accompany life. Do I, like Mary, remain steadfast? How are your parents? How are your grandparents? How are your in-laws? Are you there for them? Do you care about them? Do you visit them? Sometimes it is very painful, but there is no other choice than to put them in a nursing home for health reasons or family situations. But once they are there, do I set aside a Saturday or a Sunday to be with them? Do I care about that life that is fading away and that gave life to you? Only Love Can Save Us. Amelie, Feast of Annunciation, March 25th, 2011. Reflection. Do you set aside time to be with your family members? If they live far away, do you make it a priority to call or email or to send them a little reminder of your love for them? July 27th. Theological Brainwashing. Today, there exists a great temptation in the Church, which is a spiritual form of abuse, to manipulate the mind, a sort of theological brainwashing which ultimately brings one to a superficial meeting with Christ, but not to an encounter with the person of Christ alive. Within this encounter, there is the person and there is the Christ. There is no room for the spiritual engineer who wishes to manipulate. This is the challenge, to bring the person to Christ. This must be done, however, in complete awareness that we ourselves are means of communication and that the real problem does not concern the acquisition of the latest theologies, even if this makes a valid appearance possible. It is not necessary to be absolutely clear that the God in whom we believe, who loves all men and women intensely, wants to reveal himself through the means at our disposal, however poor they are, because it is he who is at work, he who transforms and saves us. Address, September 21st, 2013. Reflection. How do you have true and meaningful encounters with our Lord that are not superficial? Speak to the Lord about your hopes, your weaknesses, your failures, and your fears. Bring the fruit of this encounter with the person of Christ into your conversations with others. July 28th. In material things or Jesus. Today, it would be good for all of us to ask ourselves sincerely, in whom do we place our trust? In ourselves, in material things, or in Jesus? We all have the temptation often to put ourselves at the center, to believe that we are the axis of the universe, to believe that we alone build our lives, or to think that our life can only be happy if built on possessions, money, or power. But we all know that is not so. Certainly, possessions, money, and power can give a momentary thrill and the illusion of being happy, but they end up possessing us and making us always want to have more, never satisfied, and we end up full but not nourished. And it is very sad to see our young people full but weak. Young people must be strong, nourished by the faith, and not filled with other things. Put on Christ in your life. Place your trust in him and you will never be disappointed. Address, World Youth Day, July 25th, 2013. Reflection. What fills you up? What desires do you have that ought to be fulfilled by God instead of something else? Take time to be in the quiet of your heart to place your trust in God and in him alone. July 29th. A worldly spirit. However, there is one problem that can afflict Christians, the spirit of the world, the worldly spirit, spiritual worldliness. This leads to self-sufficiency, to living by the spirit of the world rather than by the spirit of Jesus. Address, Vigil of Pentecost with the Ecclesiastical Movements, May 18, 2013. Reflection. Think about where you can replace the spirit of the world with the spirit of Jesus. In your friendships, in the media you consume, in your attitude, make a concrete effort to live by his spirit this week. July 30th. Behave as children. Yet this filial relationship with God is not like a treasure that we keep in the corner of our life. It must be nourished every day with listening to the Word of God, with prayer, with participation in the sacraments, especially reconciliation and the Eucharist, and with love. We can live as children, and this is our dignity. We have the dignity of children. We should behave as children. This means that every day we must let Christ transform and conform us to him. It means striving to live as Christians, endeavoring to follow him in spite of seeing our limitations and weaknesses. General Audience, April 10th, 2013. Yet this filial relationship with God is not like a treasure that we keep in a corner of our life. It must be nourished every day with listening to the Word of God, with prayer, with participation in the sacraments, especially reconciliation and the Eucharist, and with love. We can live as children, and this is our dignity. We have the dignity of children. We should behave as true children. This means that every day we must let the Christ transform us and conform us to him. It means striving to live as Christians, endeavoring to follow him in spite of seeing our limitations and weaknesses. General Audience, April 10th, 2013. Reflection. Increase your faith by nourishing it. In what area are you weak? Find a way to correct and strengthen the area each day this month. July 31st. Difficult Moments. Feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola. On the difficulty of making the decision to become a priest and a Jesuit, You know, it is always difficult. Always. It was hard for me. It is far from easy. There are beautiful moments, and Jesus helps you. He gives you a little joy. All the same, there are difficult moments when you feel alone, when you feel dry, without any interior joy. There are clouded moments of interior darkness. There are hardships. But it is so beautiful to follow Jesus, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, that you then find balance and move forward, and then come even more wonderful moments. But no one must think that there will not be difficult moments in life. Addressed to students of the Jesuit schools of Italy and Albania, June 6, 2013. Reflection. Think back to all the major decisions you have made with the Lord. Where have there been hardships? What has been beautiful? Thank God for the past and remember these moments as you walk with Jesus in the future. This is the end of Side 7, to be continued on Side 8. Your reader for this section has been Yvonne Singletary.